This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
The University of Kentucky will host the first in-person field day Tuesday, July 26th at the Research and Education Center in Princeton. Grain and Forage Center of Excellence Director Dr. Chad Lee says it'll be great to get back together for the corn, soybean, and tobacco field day.
We start the tours at about 7:50 in the morning. We're asking folks to show up earlier than that to get registered and get ready to go, but it'll be our first in-person field day that we've done since COVID.
Dr. Lee says there'll be three sets of tours.
You just can't replace being in person. And so we've got three separate tours set up. We've got a pest management tour, an agronomics tour, and then there's a tobacco tour as well.
He says one tour will focus on pest management.
He's going to talk about some of the difficult to control weeds in corn and soybeans this year. That's Travis Leglider, and Tim Stoneball is going to talk about nozzles for better chemical application, a very hot topic right now, with some of the new traits that are out in the field and different chemistries being applied. Kirsten Wise is going to talk about the 2021 disease update. I'm guessing Southern Rust is going to be part of that conversation.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment. Grass, weeds, and small brush are no match for H&R AgriPower's authentic Bush Hog rotary cutters. For corn stalk shredding, pasture maintenance, roadside cutting, or lawn care, Bush Hog brand rotary cutters are famous for durability. So famous, there are many imitations, but only Bush Hog rotary cutters are tough enough to wear the Bush Hog brand. A wide selection of models, sizes, and hitches makes it easy to match your job and budget. Available at H&R AgriPower, your premier Bush Hog dealer, with five locations in Kentucky: Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morganfield, Owensboro, and Mayfield.
Farmers face all sorts of risks in the course of their work. Machinery accidents, chemical exposure, unruly livestock, grain bin entrapment, severe weather, to name a few. One farm fatality is always one too many. And when a farmer is killed or seriously injured on the job, it's not just the farmer who's affected. Family members, employees, and business partners all suffer. Whether you're on the farm, on the road, or in the home, please take that extra step to protect yourself and those around you. A reminder from your Ag Edge.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
Dr. Chad Lee says the field day will also include an agronomic tour.
We're going to discuss carbon markets with Jordan Shockley. We're looking at carbon sequestration, and John Grove is going to talk about that. So those two are going to go together and work really well. You're going to hear from me talking about just some of the challenges that we've dealt with in corn this year.
He adds a third tour will be about tobacco.
We've got Andrea Kearney, Andy Bailey, Bob Pierce, and Mitchell Richmond, and they're going to talk about leaf spot and dark tobacco, a Connecticut broadleaf cigar wrapper, and some research on that. There's going to be discussion on hemp in Kentucky.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Traveling the Bluegrass, and listen to podcasts at youragedge.com. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.